From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush met with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and the leaders of four moderate Arab nations in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh today. The president got what he wanted. He won their backing for the so-called Roadmap to Peace in the Middle East. Tomorrow, he holds a summit in Jordan featuring Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Today's session was designed to show broad Arab support for the peace process and also to enhance Abbas's credibility as negotiations with Israel begin. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president, and he has this report.
This trip to the region is President Bush's first, coming more than 2 years into a presidency in which he has mostly taken a hands-off approach to the problems of the Middle East. But now, with the war in Iraq over, the president has, for the first time, gotten personally involved. He met today with the heads of state of Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia, as well as with the new Palestinian prime minister. And he said he is committed to do what he can to help.
We meet in Sinai at a moment of promise for the cause of peace in the Middle East. We see the potential for unity against terror. We see the potential for the birth of a new and Palestinian state. We see the potential for broader peace among the peoples of this region.
The president said that each side will need to make difficult decisions and that the key to success is stopping the violence.
Terror threatens my nation. Terror threatens Arab states. Terror threatens the state of Israel. Terror threatens the emergence of a Palestinian state. Terror must be opposed and it must be defeated.
Egypt's President Mubarak, speaking through an interpreter for the Arab leaders present, pledged their support for efforts to stop terrorism and violence targeted toward Israel and elsewhere. They also promised to work to cut off funding for terrorist organizations.
We will continue to fight the scourge of terrorism against humanity and reject the culture of extremism and violence in any form or shape from whatever source or place, regardless of justifications or motives, being fully aware of their danger as a plague that threatens the peace and stability of the whole world.
Mubarak and the other Arab leaders here, however, did not explicitly endorse Prime Minister Abbas as the Bush administration had hoped. Abbas is the first Palestinian leader President Bush has been willing to meet with. The president has steadfastly refused to meet with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat, calling him an obstacle to peace. In Sharm el-Sheikh today, Secretary of State Colin Powell was asked about what Arafat's role might be as the process moves forward. His answer was short, stating simply, quote, Yasser Arafat was not here today and Prime Minister Abbas was. Asked if Arafat might disrupt the process because he's being excluded, Powell answered that he hoped any effort by Arafat to be a spoiler would be met with resistance by the Arab leaders here today. Still, such questions only underscore how difficult the task ahead is. Other presidents have been thwarted in efforts to do what the Bush administration is now trying. Powell acknowledged that and cautioned against expecting much anytime soon.
There are many difficult issues that are in front of us. Right of return, final status of Jerusalem, how we're going to deal with the settlement issue, many difficult issues. And we're going to get to those issues. And there are strong views held by Israelis, by Palestinians, and by the Arab leaders who are here today. We will get to each and every one of them in due course.
But for this week, Powell said, the goal was simply to get started. He said that's what they're doing with this meeting today and with tomorrow's even more critical session in Aqaba, Jordan, when the president will sit at the same table with Abbas and with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Don Gagne, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.